Chapter 46. With Matthias and Orlando in the vanguard, and Basil Stagheer acting as scout, the depleted Shrew army padded silently down the steps to the kingdom of Malkaris. At first it was quite dark, with the morning brightness filtering down only a short way, but gradually the steps opened out onto a broad torchlit corridor. They halted while Basil scouted the lie of the land. As they waited, Matthias took in his surroundings. The well-finished stone, now coated with moss, had once been an upper-story passage. Tree roots forced their way between the masonry, causing some of the wall to buckle and bend outwards, and water dripped from the roof, forming small pools on the well-worn floor. Basil was back shortly with some information.
A blinking place is worse than a great rabbit warren, with corridors, caves, passages and tunnels all sloping downward too. As for the enemy, well, it's rats again, old lad. They wear a black robe with a hood, and their weapon appears to be a short kind of spear. Not the throwing kind, you understand. More your good old stabber. They don't seem to carry any other type of weapon. In a place this size, there must be a lot of the blighters, I'd guess.
Matthias tried to form a plan in his head as he discussed the information with his friends.
We'd best stay together. No sense in splitting the force. Jess, you, Cheek and Jabez, guard the rear and watch our backs. Orlando and Logalog, stay in front with me. Gausam, have your javelins, slings and bows ready. If we run into a small bunch, pick them off right away. Don't let them get back to their main force and report that we're down here, or we'll lose the element of surprise. Basil, was there no sign of our young ones?
No, afraid not. They must be farther down this belly maze somewhere. I'll keep my eyes open. Which way do you suggest, right or left along this passage?
Orlando placed his axe on the floor and spun it.
Right is as good as any way. Trust to luck.
They stole off right, down the broad torchlit corridor. Nadaz brought Slagard before the idol on the ledge. The masked fox stood tensely, awaiting the decision of Malkaris. From the depths below, the sounds of young slaves toiling drifted upwards. The Sly One watched the statue of the huge white polecat, wondering what sort of creature lived within it. Was it a polecat or a fox like himself? Slagar liked to think it was a fox. He considered foxes to be the cleverest of animals. The voice issuing from the monolith interrupted his thoughts.
Nadaz, you will tell the masked one that I have made my decision. He is to be given 40 rats. And left to carry out my commands in the territory above my kingdom. Tell him that he will be watched closely. I have many more black robes waiting to carry out my word, more than leaves on an autumn wind. If the fox plays me false, he will be slain. Both him and his 40 fighters. If, on the other paw, he remains loyal to my bidding, by the time the snow falls, I will increase his command by 10 times and set my slaves to build him a stone fortress above ground where he can rule all the territory from the cliffs to the south hinterlands. Malkaris has spoken. Go!
Slagar quivered with excitement. He had heard every word. His silken mask fluttered in and out as he swelled his narrow chest, revelling in the newfound power he had been given. At a signal from Nadaz's bone scepter, the 40 rats emerged from the winding causeway and took up their place behind the new commander. Many thoughts ran through Slagar's fertile mind as he marched at their head alongside Nadaz, up the winding passages of old loam hedge, toward the lands that awaited him in the morning sunlight. His territory. Malcarus was no fool, he thought. The fourscore die with me if I prove false. So he was providing himself with extra insurance. The rats in my command will be watching me closely, and no doubt Malcarus has issued them with secret orders to slay me if I try to cross him. I will show him who the sly one really is. After I am commander of a great horde, with my own fortress, I will make Malcarus wish he had never met Slagar. I will trap him down inside his own underground kingdom, and within a season he will either be dead or eating from my paw. As for this one, Nadaz, he's only a servant to the statue. Slagar serves no statue. The sly one serves only his own ideas.